Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also, go to reallifesci-fi.show for all of our links. There's t-shirts and stuff in there. We don't make any money, but you know, if you want a t-shirt, fucking buy one. I don't care. You tag spend us. Your money the way you want.
If you wear a shirt, just tag us.
Tag us. Just tag us. I got a. Oh, I thought I was wearing a Schraub. I'm wearing an old Channel 101 shirt. All right. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, Apple and Onion, Rick and Morty. What, give me a third.
Loud House.
Loud House, but he hates that one.
Yeah,
that's true. Not on the record, but he hates that one. It's Eric Acosta. What up, Eric?
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
It's like your fifth time, maybe, you think?
Probably right? More than that, I think.
Sixth?
Yeah.
It's been, yeah, probably more.
It's up there.
One of the first ones, I think maybe the first one we did was sports stuff.
I do remember that. We talked about like the Jordan stuff and the gambling.
The Jordan stuff. And that's what's funny is because I was just, I'm watching Last Dance again. And every journalist on that show is like, there's no way Daniel Stern suspended Jordan,
definitely,
who makes the league the most money. And that was one of the things we talked about, was that Jordan quit basketball because he was actually secretly suspended.
And definitely not by Daniel Stern or David Stern, for that matter. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck. Did I say Daniel?
The guy from the Wonder Years definitely did not suspend Michael Jordan. I can say that here for sure.
Yeah, well, there's that part in City Slickers. Jordan shows up in City Slickers and he's like wrestling a horse. And everyone's like, what are you doing? David Stern, I'm sorry. But now we got that silver guy who looks like a vampire.
He does. Yeah, he's got a little Nosferatu action there going on.
He's like a vampire mixed with a zombie or something. I don't know what that guy's deal is. Like, how do you become that pale?
General undead.
Weird looking guy.
You get a color like scale, like a spectrum, and all the way to like where, you know, void of color is. Like, why is there another level past where Adam Silver
you
is?
You could wear a fedora. I mean, I don't want to sound insane.
Listen, if you're almost translucent, you can wear a fedora. Why would that help? That makes it worse.
It's like all the stories you hear of the Men in Black where it's like, yeah, it didn't look like the hat fit him. You know, like, he looked weird.
If you want to lean into, I'm an evil villain. I want to be the guy from the X-Files.
Clothes didn't fit him properly. I don't know.
Eric, what do you think about the paranormal?
Is it paranormal? Is it specifically?
It's not. I want to get into the scale, but like in general, do you spend any time looking into any of these things or are you outside of it?
I'm pretty outside of it. I'm pretty cynical. But what I will say is that, especially in recent years, the needle for me has not moved at all as far as like supernatural or, you know, that kind of a thing. But alien stuff, I'm way more like likely to buy some of that stuff than.
Okay, say no more. Let's get into it. We're going to do the WoW scale. Stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of 5 questions, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, first question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I think one part of this is going to change because every time I'm on the show, you know, it's like, do I believe in aliens? Yes. Do I believe they visited Earth? Yes. And I'm always on the fence with that 300-year question. But I'm just going to say 3 across the board. Yes, yes, and yes.
What has changed? Is it the UAP stuff? What's going on?
You know, I can't say it's a specific thing that's changed. I get, you know, this is, it's sort of just like thoughts that pop into my head. And I've, you know, I think.
Dude, we talked about this. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you made a very good point. You said to me, humans should not be on this planet.
Yes, that's exactly what I've come to the belief that it seems to me human beings are not meant to be on this planet. We're like the only creatures who cannot survive the planet's elements, the natural state of the planet. Animals could spend all their entire life outside, and whatever, but humans cannot.
Like the dogs that get sunburns, those are the ones that we made.
But yeah, it seems like humans don't do well with the elements of their own planet. So it makes me feel like we don't actually belong here.
Question number two, ghosts.
I'm a no on ghosts.
Okay. No scary stuff for you.
No.
Nothing's ever happened?
Nothing, you know, nothing that I can't rationalize away.
All right, Bigfoot.
No. No.
It's weird that you were pontificating on that.
Because it's not the whole afterlife thing. I feel like I can do a hard no. You know what I mean? Like, no. But like,
what?
Yeah, I'm not a big afterlife person. So that's why ghosts and stuff like that.
Death is the greatest adventure.
That's what they say. Or
that's what Peter Pan says.
I just keep going on the side. I've said this on the show before. The whole like, it's hard for me to believe that. In all these years, there's not
no one's found any
not a definitive proof evidence, you know, that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Illuminati. These are new. Illuminati.
Ooh, Illuminati. Do I believe in like a group of elites who get together and they influence things? Like, yeah, sure. But in the Illuminati and the way it's sort of made in the media and stuff like that, no. I don't believe in lizard people. And I don't think that it's all that behind the scenes, to be honest. I mean, I think a lot of time it's like...
It seems very obvious. I would say, I told you could define it the way you want. I think to get a no on this, it would be, did Beyonce come up with Sasha Fierce because of the Illuminati?
Go further with because of what?
Oh, okay. So the Illuminati... Well, and Willie, I think maybe you can explain it better.
Yeah, so for a lot of people that believe Illuminati in the music and entertainment industry, basically this person has to die or have a metaphoric death and then be reborn. So a lot of the music videos, people like Diana Reborn, Sasha Fierce was created on stage as a rebirth version of her.
Is that allows them? Because then you're
Madonna, Michael Jackson.
What are you asking?
Because doing so then gets you.
It's a sign that you joined this Illuminati and now like you're fucking whatever.
The old innocent version of you is dead and now you are, you know, working for the, some people say demon, some people say it's just the money. It's just like a representation of,
so yeah, it's no, not that, you. That's not the version of Illuminati that I think exists. I think the actual members of the Illuminati are so less good looking than the celebrities we say are. I think there's ugly, rich ass people.
Well, but hang on now. Because if you were an ugly, rich ass person, wouldn't you want Beyonce? Wouldn't you recruit her? Because then you're like, I can't get anyone to do what I want because I'm an ugly fuck. But if I get Beyonce to do it.
But like, you know who Sheldon Edelstein is? Like,
no,
he was this crazy billionaire who had all this influence, mostly over conservative politics. And anybody who running for president, you had to go talk to Sheldon and hopefully get his support and get all that money that he's going to be giving you.
Like a Rupert Murdoch kind of guy.
Yes, probably even more wealthy Sheldon was. But he was one of the most disgusting goblin like human beings you've ever seen a picture of. Like, it's like, oh,
do you think? Hang on. Quick tangent here. Do you think that the more money you have, the uglier you get?
I think it could make you lazy, right? You take less care of yourself, maybe?
I think it's like those Star Wars games where whatever's happening inside of you manifests itself out and makes you look like a fucking... Oh, Willie, real quick. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do two tangents. But in The Acolyte, she made the decision, spoilers, if you haven't seen the finale, she made the decision to kind of be evil. And then the crystal in her lightsaber turned red. So is that canon now? That,
no, like, I did see that event and I was just rolling my eyes so hard. I hurt my brain. The crystals determine the color.
The crystals.
Exactly. So what
in Star Wars lore, the crystals are never naturally red ever. like Siths have to go and find, then they're not, they're technically not, they're like technically not kyber crystals, or they're like other things that are similar, and they come in red, and that's what the Siths use. But
so
like
the Acolyte, one more thing we can hate the Acolyte for is they're ruining this,
right? And so
100% magic.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, was that a conscious transmutation of element? And I say no. Because that was my only excuse, was like, oh, well,
oh, she like chose she used her force to powers change to change it from a,
right. Yeah, the Kuiper crystal.
But then to, she's so surprised by it. And then right after that, yeah, it switches between red and blue. Listen, I know people hate Acolyte. I was fine with it, but like, that's unforgivable.
There has to be so much Star Wars fatigue at this point. It can't be a big deal. No, are people still going to get up in arms about this? People.
Oh, welcome to the internet, Eric.
Okay, fair enough.
What else are you going to talk about? Politics?
I mean, I rolled my eyes. Yeah, so hard.
We both run on Rick and Morty. We were kind of on the forefront of the mainstream multiverse shit, right? I feel like creatively, we took a lot from Fantastic Four, but do you believe in the multiverse?
Oh, man, I really want to. You know what it is? I can't, because like, I feel like a sucker if I say yes. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so guided by logic, and I'm so like, that's, I feel like that's like, it's my saving grace, is that I'm a logical person sometimes too, you know? And so when things like that come up, it's just like, wow, I could, even if I'm talked into it halfway, there's still the side of me that's just like, do you want to sound like an idiot? You idiot. Like, there's a multiverse. You can't, you know, like, there's a part of my brain that won't allow me to fully believe in these things because it sounds so illogical.
Let's rein it back a little bit, because I want to say it's almost like asking if time travel is possible. Do you believe that there's another Eric kind of living a similar life than you in a different dimension?
I guess the honest, grounded answer is like, no. But the funny answer is there has to be, because there's got to be a better one than this, you know, there's got to be a better thing going on than this one. There has to be.
I mean, yeah. Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
I get very jealous of that sometimes when I think about the Eric who's incredibly successful out there. Like, I'm like, oh. What's that Eric's life like?
That's like the funniest. Yeah, like don't weigh yourself based on the accomplishments of others. But then now there's a multiverse, and it's like, well, that guy did it, and he's the exact same as me.
I know, it's like I'm
the secret to my success.
But like, I used to joke and say, like, I'm very jealous of the version of me who lives in the world where Return of the Jedi was the last Star Wars movie. No matter what's going on in that other guy's life, it's better than this one. Okay.
Yeah. Complaining about some, you know, other sci-fi that
he's sucking dick for crack, but at least Star Wars wasn't ruined.
Star Wars ended at Jedi, and that's fine.
Okay, well, you're a one.
Yes, I'm a Wade,
I guess. But were you always a zero before? It doesn't feel like it's slid in any direction.
I bet you that I probably was always a zero because
Did we ever get the answer to why you're believing in aliens?
Yeah, we were talking about the whole idea of me coming, you know, just sort of coming to the realization that it seems like we as a people don't belong on this planet.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and as we all get older, I feel like, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, right? You become more of a philosopher. I want to know how old Socrates was when he said all that shit.
30.
I know, right? That's what I was going to say. When they show you, like, Taggart from Beverly Hills was like 35.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He was?
In the first Cocoon, Wilford Brimley was 50.
Oh, yeah.
Famously.
Right?
Saddest thing. But that's just taking advantage. That's the Sam Christensen. That's his whole thing. It's like, oh, you look like you're 50? Be a grandpa. Or you look like you're whatever. He's 50. You know what I mean. Let's get to the topic. Willie, hit us with it.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the jellyfish UAP. This crazy declassified military video has the UAP community spinning in their unburied graves. This thing looks like sentinels from the Matrix flying around. Very weird thing coming out that has been making its rounds. We haven't talked about it before. I keep bringing it up. Finally, we're going to talk about it tonight. What could it be? Can we crack the code of what these things are tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi? Have you seen this thing, Wade?
I've seen the thing that looks like a smudge on the lens. Is that what it is?
Some people have said that what this thing could be is a smudge on the lens that keeps moving. But the way that they've analyzed these things, they don't think that's what this is. So I'm gonna play this video right now.
It's funny because when I watched the video when it was new, I had the same thought for some of the moments in the video. I'm like, wait, this could be a smudge. But then there's other parts of the video where it was like, well, no, clearly it's not a smudge then, you know?
This was from 2018 at a military base in Iraq.
Moving across there, it can't be a smudge.
Yeah, the way that the... So how they're capturing this video is this kind of like these little blimps they have on their bases that have cameras all over them.
Yeah.
So something floating in the air. This is a heat camera.
Oh, this like infrared.
Infrared.
So to the naked eye, not visible.
People on the base have talked about seeing these things. And for a lot of the people, it was like a ghost story on the base. And then they finally got one on camera. And this was leaked to one of my favorite guys, being ironic, Jeremy Corbell. He's the guy that did the... he did the Bob Lazar video and took away credibility from Bob Lazar because he had like a 10-minute phone, a text conversation at the beginning of it. One of those new documentarians that where he becomes the main character of the documentary. So if you watch the Bob Lazar documentary, the main character is the director. It's like, come on, dude. Great.
It's always a good move.
Yeah. What has happened of recent in the UAP community is people think that because UAPs are out there now and they're trying to give people places to come forward with their sightings, that they think there's going to be more visibility. And there's not. There's actually more videos being suppressed. And so what some people are doing now is they're remaining anonymous on their end and giving them to these people who are out there in the public. So this is a military that's been declassified video, but Jeremy Corbell released it because somebody gave it to him. And they kind of had to declassify it because it's out there.
If you're just listening, it's the YouTube is UFO caught on cam, : leaked video shows jellyfish UAP allegedly flying over U.S. military base in Iraq. You've probably seen it. I've seen it. Eric's seen it. And we're not.
And this thing
this.
Is not moving. And it's a heat camera. And you see that it. So
well,
when
what
I've
do you
seen
mean it's
before,
not moving? It's moving. It's flying.
I'm sorry. The object is moving through the screen, but it's not making any other movements.
Right.
It's flying laterally.
Yes.
So to me, it's crazy because it looks like a robot.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
Like it's got these two arms hanging down.
It
they
looks
probably
like
have like cannons on them or something.
It almost looks like the Time Police characters from Rick and Morty season 2, voiced by Key and Peele. They both just like look like two floating.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about this that I am noticing is people walk by and don't see it. And I'm not saying that means anything. It's just interesting.
Well, what I can't get a sense of, because like Willie said, this video is via the blimp flying above. So you can't really get a sense of just how high up the blimp is and how high up this UAP is. Like it's
well, you can tell how high up the blimp is because it can see the sides of the buildings.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So it's not that high.
And people that have analyzed this thing.
So, look, these dogs are like not bothered by it. Like four dogs didn't even care.
But dogs can't look up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
The military of recent is not wanting to waste any time or effort on UAPs, military across the board, especially when they're in war zones. Because it's like, look, what are we going to do? Go investigate this? We're not supposed to be here, you know, or whatever. Like. So what they've been
doing. I don't blame them. Like, yeah, it's like if you're doing your job and then someone drops a new thing on your desk, that doesn't matter. It's like, well, fuck that.
For the history of UAPs, we've always claimed that we've never tried to shoot them down. We're now admitting now that we and the government isn't, but people, whistleblowers are saying, yeah, we tried to shoot these things down.
I feel like it's the U.S. military is specifically with this video. They're only putting fuel on the flames of the conspiracy because to date, they have no comment. They have not shut anything down or anything. Their comment is, we have no comment. So that's only going to stir up more controversy when they just flat out refuse to acknowledge it. But then also, you know, just recently there was the there was a Chinese spy balloon and we shot it out of the sky. It seems like this, especially near our military, like if this, I don't know, wouldn't we shoot this down?
This is what somebody said in the realm of what they do shoot down, because they started shooting them down when they were like, hey, look, the enemy's shooting them down. We know it's not theirs because they're shooting it down. So the only ones that they shoot down are ones that they think could carry a payload. This is a more stabilized version, closer up.
It's kind of silly, because if you're talking about alien technology, then we don't know what.
Yeah. What are you going to guess?
How could we possibly?
Big enough? Lasers? Can it hold lasers? So if they think it could be carrying a payload, they'll and it's close to our guys, they'll shoot it down.
What's the definition of payload? Any weapon?
That's the excuse of what. So they didn't shoot this one down. It's a lot of the UAP videos, like the GoFast, right? There are critics out there saying like, well, we've analyzed the GoFast video. It's not even going that fast. Like,
well, what's the GoFast?
Oh, that's that UAP that it kind of rotates on its side. It was one of the ones that came out with the New York Times.
Yeah. Well, but what happens in it? Is it the egg one that the fighter pilot went?
Yeah.
Went after?
Okay.
Pilot, yeah.
And so a lot of debunkers are coming out saying like, well, it's not really going that fast. Who fucking cares? And I'm like, hey, that's not the compelling part of the video. The compelling part of the video is what these expert witnesses said the thing did that they're not showing you.
Right. I mean, that's like the easiest propaganda that you could ever do. You just call it the go fast, and then people are like, it's not going fast.
Like, right? And so this one,
you missed the point. Yeah.
Same thing. People are going like, this thing's not going very fast. Like, who cares what to say? And so what they say about the rest of the video.
Why do they care that this one would not be going fast, though?
I have no idea.
Because they're idiots.
Well, what they claim is that this thing went off into this body of water, went into the water for 17 minutes, and then came out and then shot off.
Who's claiming that?
The two witnesses that have come out and said that they've watched the whole video. One of them being Jeremy Corbell. One of them being one of the guys that was the guy that was running the device.
Yeah. There are soldiers that say that like they've known about these jellyfish UFO ghost stories for quite some time on the Iraq base. It's like a thing that they all know of, these stories.
It's hard to even listen to those guys because they're so fucked in the head already. One, they joined the military, which is like, what? Two, they're like getting bombed all the time.
They've been torn down and built back together as a unit.
Right.
So why would you not believe every ghost story?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Full Metal Jacket? Like, imagine
Gomer Pyle. I mean, they call him Pyle, but Private Pyle. Imagine him telling a UAP story and everyone going, like, okay, well, we gotta believe him. You know, he's part of the team.
Like I said, to me, the most intriguing part of this entire story is the no comment, because even if you don't believe the military, I mean, it's the military could come out and say anything and it will sort of kill some of the excitement. Like, they can be like, yep, we're testing these things, or we're testing these things. And again, maybe you don't believe it, but it's a legitimate excuse that would quell some of the talk. But they chose to not do that.
You sound like you're against the Fifth Amendment, where if a cop pulls you over and says, like, where are you going? And you plead the Fifth, that means you're guilty. No, the Fifth just means I'm not going to talk to you about this. And but do you think that the military might just be like, we're not going to say anything because we don't know?
Well, that's right. And that usually doesn't happen. Like, usually the military has some sort of weather balloon excuse. Like I said,
they feed that to the journalists.
Yeah, but they didn't do that this time.
Well, we live in a new day and age, and maybe this is the new precedent where they just don't comment on it.
Yeah,
well, because it is all nothing, you know.
The files that they had of these videos, they labeled them as, because nobody was communicating as to what they were calling them. You know what I mean? So some people call this the spaghetti UFO, the jellyfish, and the military was labeling it as the chandelier UFO UAP.
I like chandelier the most. Yeah. I don't think spaghetti or jellyfish encapsulates that thing. Jellyfish, it looks like a
jellyfish
robot.
Is closer than spaghetti. But chandelier is probably most accurate.
people think that it, as far as the that is a thermal camera and it looks like it's been camouflaging, but that, you know, what some people have said, I'll just let you know what some of the experts are saying, is that like, well, I don't know if we could tell what that temperature is because we're not locked onto it. So the temperature is only gauging what's in the distance. And so that thing may not even reveal anything about its temperature based on.
Like if that, okay, all right, fuck all that. If I just see that thing fly by, I don't know that my brain can handle it. I don't know what that would be. I don't know. I would say it's like maybe some kind of like man-made weird Iron Man, like fucking propulsion thing. And because I can't explain it, because it doesn't exist, like that flight of just like hovering, but also I don't know if Harrier jets can do that or if they would go up and down. I don't know. Sure. It's an alien. It's a fucking alien. I don't know.
And I will say on top of it, there have been different types of jellyfish style things in the upper atmosphere.
But those things are upper. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And that's like, I don't know what's happening in space, right? Like one is like, it looks like it's a couple hundred feet from the ground. If I saw that, if I'm walking my dog around and my dog doesn't even care about it and I see it, I would feel like I was losing my mind, which means it has to be an alien thing.
See that? So this is where the two sides of me always like fight and won't let me settle on an answer, because it's like, one hand, I just said, like, I'm definitely way more open to the fact that, like, okay, clearly there are aliens, it's too big of a universe, we can't be alone, all that kind of stuff. But then, even believing that, every single time you show me a video like this, there's always a part of my brain was like, well, no, come on, that's obvious, you know, the aliens didn't just come and fly around. So I don't know, it's weird. This is what I wish it happened anywhere else, because of all places for an alien to be randomly flying around, a military base, oh, how convenient, because who knows what kind of weird secret technology U.S. military has that tests out and they don't want to tell us. So it's like, it just seems so perfectly coincidental that that's where this thing happens to be flying around.
When you bring up that point, it makes me rethink my thing. And like, yeah, it could just be like, not to go back to the tried and true weather balloon thing. I don't think it's a weather balloon, but it could just be like a floating surveillance device or something.
That's the thing, is that who knows what the U.S. is up to as far as technology that we don't know that kind of stuff exists. And probably to the point where boots on the ground soldiers don't even know about it, you know? But
yeah. Oh, of course they don't. Oh, no. Yeah.
So that's what's clouding it, is that like, oh, it happened on a military base too. So it makes it a
little... Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we have no scale, right? Because like it stays the same size. I feel like the camera kind of maybe pans in and out a little bit, but you don't know if that thing's like right up against the lens or not. That thing could be like,
yeah, that's an inch the problem tall. With a lot of UFOs is that the depth is just an assumption. You have to guess how far it is. The speed, the way that thing's moving, the way cameras are. Wait,
can we look at that video again? Is there a shadow? Is there any shadows in the video?
No.
Like when those people...
No shadows.
No.
There's no shadows of the people. So this is like high noon? Well, what are the shadows of the people? Are they behind? Like what time does it look like? You don't have to show it again, but what time does it look like?
Early afternoon. Yeah, yeah.
Because then you could kind of go like, okay, so if it's 1 p.m., that means that the shadow would almost go directly down and there would be a shadow of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's like magic hour, like 5-6 and the sun's all the way on the horizon, you would never see the shadow because it's projecting that way.
Right.
And in the videos, they don't have the right angle to capture the shadow either way of the thing.
Right, right, right. How convenient.
And so my initial reaction to it was, holy shit, this thing is like camouflaging itself. And of course, it's in an active war zone. And like, if you're a species visiting Earth, or if you've been here a while, of course, you're going to pay attention to war zones. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you get seen.
If I'm a highly intelligent race of people with technology that can come visit another planet, I probably don't want to visit where all the crazy weaponry is. You know, it's like I probably want to steer clear of that.
There's a lot of assumptions you just made. One is that they're highly intelligent and that they visited from a different planet, because you could say that they are from here and they've just been hidden in the shadows for so
long. What's going on up here? I just woke up after a millennia. What's all that noise?
But then the second thing is, and this is a separate point, Willie will tell you the first kind of like UFO sightings was after nuclear warfare was invented. And so a lot of the aliens, or a lot of the people who think about aliens, think that they're here to tell us to like cut that shit out.
A lot of the Foo Fighter sightings were definitely pre-nukes, but most of the major sightings happened after nukes and around nuke sites. Like even Roswell,
well,
that base had the nukes there on the bombers. So like
Eric is a bit of a history buff. Do you have any insight into the Foo Fighters?
Is that like the Battle of LA stuff?
No,
the Foo Fighters from World War II or whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's battle. The LA stuff is all World War II when they believe.
But what they labeled Foo Fighters were the people flying planes would see.
That's something to do with Japan. They always, but they were in both of them, right?
Right.
They thought it was the other side's advanced technology.
Which is exactly, but that is similar to what happened with the Battle of LA. Was like people thought for sure they saw things in the sky. They started to open fire, right, based in LA, shooting at the sky. Created all this fire, and then a few people died.
And nobody was there. They couldn't hit
it. Nobody could explain what they were shooting at or what it was or anything. Yeah,
they were shining lights on it from all over the place. Like it, I mean, it was a serious event. Yeah. That it's kind of like
that's the thing. That's why it's like I like this topic, the jellyfish one, because of the military connection. Because you can't help but give more credence to the stories that are military based, right? I mean. More so than some schmuck fishing in his boat.
But you know, then there's the whole Phoenix thing where everybody in Phoenix saw a fucking giant.
Everybody in Arizona, yeah,
right, yeah.
The Phoenix Lights is one of the craziest events of the modern time.
Right. I mean, so weigh those two rather than the drunk Homer that gets soaked in rum. You know?
Right. Yes. You know. So
let me show you guys this. This is what, and I just discovered this 2 days ago. You know, I've been looking up jellyfish UAP since this whole thing fucking started.
Yeah.
I'm about to flip the script.
What?
What some people
don't
think
do it. Don't flip that script.
Thing is, this is a celebratory balloon that happens in the Middle East.
Oh, God. Oh, dude. Okay.
And they think that this thing is going about 10 miles per hour.
No.
It's got the moons. And so if this were this balloon,
oh, my God,
it would reflect different lighting. It would not really pick up the heat signatures, and it would go the constant speed. Blowing through the wind.
Would it move like that? A balloon?
If you're just listening, we're looking at a balloon that has a bunch of moons on it and then letters on the bottom, and it lines up perfectly with
it's amazing. To me, that's what that is. It's a party balloon arrangement. Made of multiple balloons.
I mean, this is really funny just for the history of this show, because we went out with a high powered zoom lens and everything that we saw was a Mylar balloon.
True.
I always have to say this every time you say that. There were a few things that were moving too fast for us to capture that were definitely not balloons.
But you're on my side here. Well,
how many Mylar balloons are there out there? Good Lord.
Dude, welcome to LA. You know how many birthday parties there are? And they just let these things go, man. There's always a Mylar balloon in the sky.
So I'm about to flip the script again.
I have to say that the balloon thing was pretty hilarious.
Let's take this in first.
That has to be counted into. Yeah, that's amazing, that balloon.
I just wonder about the balloon theory. It's hard to say because the camera is moving. But balloons generally go up and down. And that looked like it was like going straight.
Yeah.
Right. If it was going with the wind and that big device camera was moving also, it could account for that look of the speed that was happening. Here's the thing. It doesn't account for going into the water, coming out and flying off. And so.
Well, but that's all the alleged stuff that we don't have.
We haven't seen.
Right. I've seen balloons go left to right without going up and down. If they get caught in a, if they get caught in a gust, right? They don't always go up and down. So
right,
exactly. now I'm on the balloon side. I'll say a balloon. It felt like a very hacky thing to say.
Right? I'm on the balloon side for this, but what I'm not on the balloon side now is the fucking China balloon.
Wait, why? What are you're saying that you don't think the China balloon was a China spy balloon?
Not at all.
Oh.
And so,
okay. All right.
And so I know that this might be a different topic, but I feel like it's using the same mental.
Well, do we have any footage of the China balloon?
What
not
I have
us, but it does footage exist. Did anyone take footage of the China balloon?
There are different people's accounts, different pilots, expert pilots' accounts of these UFOs, UAPs in the sky that look like spheres with moving cubes inside of them. And they say, it looks like a balloon, but it's like something else is moving inside. And so this thing looks paranormal. On multiple accounts, we've had people describe this same thing. And so it makes me go, could this be what some people were trying to describe as the China balloon? I think in the realm of UAP stuff, when more people are trying to put stuff out there, there's got to be a race of misinformation with it too, because they don't want everything out there.
Right.
So this video is about the cube within a sphere.
That's the whole point of this, right? We're talking about this, and we have to consider all options.
So this is two different enhanced versions of what they're seeing, where it's like thing moving within a sphere, like a weird tetrahedron cubic thing.
Wait, play that part again, though, because what are these things on the right? Are these people speculating about what it is, or is this
is different? Like a zoomed in and enhanced version of different.
Right.
It's just different.
But you could get all that from digital artifacts. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
Nothing looks round when you zoom in enough.
But the pilots weren't looking through the cameras were describing it a shape within a sphere, you know, like something moving within the sphere. So that.
Got it.
Cube within a sphere. This is sure. Somebody's rendition. And so it just makes me go like, oh, shit. The China balloon thing. Remember, it wasn't just the one China balloon. There were like five things they shot down in that time. So when the China balloon happened, there were four events. There were four flying objects that they shot down. One was over Alaska. One was over Canada. One was over Lake Huron, and one was in Myrtle Beach. So just saying, like, in my head, the China balloon was a China balloon until I found out there were four things shot down. And in that same time period, there were people describing UAPs of balloons with cubes inside of them.
I didn't see any footage of, I mean, I knew the story. The story was everywhere.
I always saw a balloon in the air, knowing that that's not what it, you know what I mean? Like, it was like them trying to show you a picture, knowing that that wasn't the real thing.
So do you think that it was an alien thing? And they're just like, well, we need more anti-Chinese propaganda. Let's just say it's China.
Yeah.
But then here's the thing about China. They sent balloons filled with feces across the border. This is a real story.
Yeah.
They like loaded balloons with feces. So they do use balloons.
In World War II, Japan, like, they had sent balloons that would hopefully cause forest fires in the U.S. And one balloon got here, it explode and kill a woman, a mother, in an Oregon forest. But I mean, so that's, you know, not exactly what was intended by the Japanese government, but they did. They, you know, they found the current and they launched these balloons that would hope to make their way to the U.S. and cause forest fires. So it's,
dude, I mean, that's so funny. I mean, that's just like the equivalent of like fucking with people on YouTube to get hits. Because like, what are you trying to accomplish by doing that? Like, what is China or Japan in this instance?
Well, it was war. I mean, so I mean, that would probably.
No, I know, but like, really, that's your plan? You're gonna launch a bunch of balloons that.
Did you hear anything yet about my balloon?
Pacific.
yeah. Hello, hey, United States. So. Just wondering, did you find any balloons lately?
Did anything happen yet?
What? No. Oh, just checking.
I hear that, July 4th is coming up. We sent you some balloons.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what happens when you go to war with a country that far away. You know, that you just like we can't get to you. We can't get to you. This is the
right. Best thing you can
do is launch a balloon because you're so freaking far from us.
Well, and I know that they. I don't know. I'm not saying they, as in Japan, like militaries have used like blow up tanks and stuff like that, just as like a subterfuge kind of thing, like so that you waste bombs on like inflatable tanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very funny. It's a funny thing to do. It's you know what's funny about it? It's just like they're the same as us. Like if we were in charge of war, we'd be like, yeah, I don't know, send balloons that will maybe cause forest fires. That's so fucking stupid. It's the dumbest thing.
Emperor, we just got report back. One of our balloons did land. It killed a mom.
So two for the price of one.
We did it. Congratulations. Tell the balloon ministry that they get a promotion.
Yeah, but the U.S. did the inflatable stuff. That's how they
fooled
the Germans that way. They were hoping that like the Germans would, you know, that we're basically using Patton as a decoy, you know, because they were also very, very scared of Patton because he had reputation. So they
and he was really good at giving speeches, especially in front of a giant American flag. I've never seen an American flag that large. I don't know where they got that thing.
But yeah, so they gave him inflatable tanks and all these people so that they assume like, oh, that's it. That's the invading army. There it is right there.
Right. And that's just dumb art of war shit, right? Like fucking don't let them know your strengths and blah, blah, blah. But I don't understand the balloon thing when it comes to like strategy.
I think it's just to weaken us, to cause chaos. Like, you know, we're fighting a war, but now we have forest fires raging through our country. And, you know, I mean, any way that they can strike at us.
I guess.
What's the riveter's name?
Rosie.
Rosie's going to have to work extra hard with the forest burning.
That's right,
Rosie. Yeah, that's the thing. They've got women doing their rivets. They can't handle forced fires.
I feel like when the U.S. shoots down a spy balloon, I feel like they know for sure that's what it is because we're doing the same thing.
We don't hear about that, right? Because it's like, I just assume that's happening all the time. Well, there's spy balloons. They're shooting them down. Right. The reason this was weird is because we all heard about it. And people were like, why haven't they shot it down? Trump comes out, does his fucking Twitter rant about like, if I was there, I would have shot that down. So that's what's weird. It's like, why was this one different?
It's like for how many times I go poop, I never say I'm going poop, you know? So the one time I say I'm saying I'm going poop, this is probably I'm probably doing something else.
Right.
Well, we never hear about the R's. They would never report on U.S. spy thing was shot down. Whatever. But
my point stands. I think the reason this China balloon was so weird was because it made news. We all know about it.
You're saying,
and also it made so much. It made so much news that it made us look bad. Well, why? How come we're letting it sit there? Like, what are you going to do about it?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it probably wasn't a balloon, even though I've never given any thought to this.
Yeah,
I don't want to say that this is my stance, but like, yeah, it seems weird that like shooting down spy balloons seems like a daily occurrence. So why would this one be national news?
Why would they let it travel so far? Like, just take it down.
If you're the U.S. government and you know, like we always talk about, like, yeah, there could be many sightings and landings of aliens, but the U.S. government's not going to, you know, they're trying to avoid a panic and they don't want chaos, you know? So what has to happen for them to admit to these things? Like, how will they know when people can handle this? Like, what has to transpire for them to be like, okay, now we can tell people?
That's what you want. You want to get into the theoretical, like, how much can people handle? Like, when are they going to actually let us know about the JFK assassination and all that stuff? Like, declassify, like, the people can handle it?
Specifically alien, because it's like, other stuff, I feel like, wouldn't cause chaos. We're told all the time, right, that the reason why the U.S. doesn't talk about this stuff is because people can't handle it or whatever. So yeah. What are they waiting for? Like, is there some sign that humanity can handle the information, or what will it take for personally? I think the only way that it'll be outright like out there and everyone knows it is that it has to be full on Independence Day and some sort of craft has to just like land in the middle of the day and it can't be denied.
They can't deny it. Yeah.
I think they missed their window. I feel like if they would have done it 10, 20 years after the boomers kind of took control of the government and Gen X is like the majority of like the people who would react, they could have said, oh yeah, by the way, there's aliens. And Gen X would have been like, what else is new? Fucking great. Now I got to deal with aliens. Cool. Whatever. But now that we've got millennials and Gen Z, I mean, you can't tell Gen Z shit. They do not react correctly. Like they're fucked up, dude. Like they can't even handle like being reprimanded in any way. And this is all me looking through an internet lens, but as far as I know, every person in Gen Z, you cannot like give them any constructive criticism.
and also in the same, I know that this is going back and not going building on what you said, Wade, but for events that have already happened that you could like go back on and say, okay, this is real, you know, like right. Roswell, there aren't mm-hmm. even that many cases that people know about. Rendlesham, sure. That there's evidence of, right?
I don't know what Rendlesham is.
It's basically the
don't get caught up on it.
Yeah, okay. I want to share this video because this is one of the weirdest UFO videos out there. In the realm of here's something weird, can't explain it. This is the only one where they claim to have seen people within the craft. So look, this is a great video because this was in Turkey in like 2008. Yeah, there's the moon. You know, I like when you can see other artifacts in there. There's this little thing floating here that I don't know what fucking camera they zoom all the way in. And they zoom so far in that you can see the outline of somebody walking around inside the craft.
So how do you mean inside?
Well, once it stabilizes, if this is the stabilized version,
it looks very set up.
I mean, what kind of camera can get up in there?
Well, that's
there was also a cut zoom. Though. I mean, they showed the moon. Is there an uncut version of this where it's the moon and they actually zoom in?
This is the raw version. I should find the.
That's okay. We'll take your word for it.
So here we go, zooming in again.
Like the guy's on top. Is that what you mean?
You can on the stabilized version. You can see somebody standing in here, like the outline of a head and shoulders. Version.
Based on this whole, when Wade, you said something like, oh, you're assuming they're intelligent. Do you think that the just having the technology to travel this way, you don't think by default it automatically makes them more intelligent than we are?
No. If they have traveled here, sure.
Okay. Oh, I see.
If they've been here, then no.
I think that this was a perfect topic to show that there is misinformation still happening.
For sure.
Like,
yeah. And I have to say, actually, I learned like I this episode being in it, like it gave me a different opinion. Like I went in, you know, maybe a little bit leaning towards that could be something legitimate, but you bringing attention to me with that balloon, like the balloon thing is insane to me.
Yeah.
That Ramadan balloon. I can't believe what a dead-on ringer match that is for what that UAP looks like. That, I mean, I'm almost dead convinced that that's a Ramadan balloon now.
Yeah.
In the same vein, I do not believe the China balloon incident was a balloon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that that was a UAP, an alien craft, but I just think that, yeah, we're just constantly not getting the truth. And so In the rest of this video, they claim this thing went in the water and shot out. Could it have been just that was the UAP, but they focused on this thing? You know what I mean? I don't know. Like
by nature, as a cynic by nature, like I can't even apply the water part of the story because the video doesn't exist yet. You know what I mean? Like I can only make an assumption of what I see. I don't care what was said.
Yeah. And so I will say with the UAP videos that came out because of the Nimitz and stuff. What's cool about that is, sure, you've got the pilot witnesses saying that, like, oh, it did this. They have radar data to back up their claims,
yeah,
which is cool. So it's like, okay, this is a modern sighting with digital real proof to back it up.
Yeah. So, well, Bell seems to think that the reason why the U.S. government has no comment and hasn't shut it down, because they know that they're going to have to actually say that this is a legitimate UAP. He thinks that, like, pretty soon the government is just going to, like, say that this is an unidentified thing, and that's why they have no comment right now. That's what he says. But I don't
know. Yeah, and it's weird because Jeremy Corbell, the guy who leaked this, he's just the documentary director.
So I would say this, really, though,
trying to be about, the main.
Right. When it comes to all of this stuff and, like, preparing for the future also, this is why I think why I asked about. Did I ask about deepfakes in this, or was that the pre-show?
It was in the pre-show, but yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Basically, we're never going to be able to trust anything again, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, figure that out. Like, manifest that in your head and centralize yourself and decide how you're going to handle any of that. Because, like, really, it's not going to matter. If this is an alien or a fake, there's no difference to us until something happens, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
until any sort of action happens because of it.
And it's a lot of fun to talk about and speculate on and keep doing that. But, and I'm not saying, like, give up and kill yourself. I'm definitely not saying that. This is kind of where I'm at. But, I hate
you
to
get compares. You got to get better evidence for everything you're doing now.
I think it's Schrodinger's cat. It's whatever you believe is going to be the facts from now on.
Oh, we're so deep into that world. I mean, I don't want to go down this road, but even like the whole false flag shooting thing. It's like there are people who live through shootings. There are family members who lost people because of shootings. And it doesn't matter how many times they're on television and sad or all that stuff like that. There are still these people who just believe, oh, it's all fake. You know, it's like
But that's why I think like a healthy amount of skepticism is healthy.
Sure.
However, an open mind on top of that, right? Like, I don't feel like from this moment forward in history, you should ever be convinced of anything.
I was so excited to do the Jellyfish UAP because I've been talking about it ever since it came out. Finally do it. The first video I find after looking forever is this fucking balloon. I'm like, well, shit, man. Like, it's cool. I am happy. I am happy to see what it was. And it, you know, it does add to my distrust of just shit, but
it does add to your distrust of Iraqis. You know,
right. Like, I mean, but, you know, that is the Fertile Crest. You know, that is where all the trouble started.
But why not? Like the whole deep fake thing is it's so out there. And like you said, like, why not use it? Like, politically speaking, the left could have been putting together deep fakes to make Biden look so competent and so, yeah, like they right? They could, we could have daily videos.
Because at this point,
whistling
at this point,
and skipping.
At this point, it's so tribal that it doesn't even matter.
Right.
It's like, you could show Biden doing fucking advanced algebra and people would be like, no, he's an idiot and that's fake.
Right.
You know, it's like, it doesn't matter. None of this matters. It's just billionaires playing with us. We're like the little pawns and they're moving their chess pieces. And there's a couple billionaires.
So this gets back to my point of a lot of conspiracy theorists still think that there's going to be a faked UFO invasion. So I am constantly trying to think of ways to debunk it live. If you see a projected laser UFO, how are you going to prove that it's a projected laser? You know?
But that's weird for you because you're conflicting with your own sort of nature, which is
don't
these things.
Don't you want it to be true?
I would rather prove their lie than to get lost in my truths. And I say that because I do believe they're here.
I feel like
I do believe they're
really
going to fake an invasion.
Though, what did you say? I would rather debunk their lie than to believe in what would you? What was that? It was really good. Like that. It was good.
Eric,
somebody
has a good
write
memory.
That down.
Live in his truth. You would rather debunk their lie than live in their truth. Live in his truth.
Live but, in Willie's truth. Live in my truth.
Here's my question: if you can choose, which would you choose to live through actual definitive proof and a real visitation, or to debunk what the government is putting out?
I want to start Star Trek, man. I want to have a mind that's ready to communicate with beings, with intelligent beings that are not.
So you want aliens to come here and to also be benevolent. That's your ideal future.
But here's the thing. I don't want them to be benevolent because I don't want our whole history to just be like, well, we they fixed it for us. You know, like we've got to be able to fix.
Yeah, but maybe
there
are. Maybe they're not just our. Maybe that they are our history. Maybe, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. Time travel aside, I don't think taking away humanity's domination of this planet will ever not be historical. Like Eric said, we don't deserve to be here. Everything outside of these walls wants to kill us, and yet here we are. So, if aliens show up and just fix the problems that we have because we became these creatures who are fighting with each other nuclearly, then we still get some credit.
Yeah, it's hard not to project. I picture us fixing other species problems on the planet.
Yeah, the white savior thing. We're going to blindside. We're going to do the blindside movie only for all these planets who just aren't as good as us. Oh, you guys are having problems with racism? We figured that out.
We need a green savior then, right? We need the green people to come and save us. I have no worry or concern about alien overlord, alien aggressive aliens. I don't. And maybe it's because I'm being naive, but like going back to that concept of if they traveled here, that speaks to a certain intellect, and I think a certain intellect doesn't show up for war. That's what I think.
Dude, I'm down. I have no fear of being a slave to the aliens because at least someone's making my decisions for me. I don't have to worry about where my meals are coming from.
How much would things really change?
Honestly. Is it them or is it Bank of America?
Right.
From now on, everybody's got to make one extra kid and just give it to them. And then everything's
not fucking great. I'll do that. Hook me up with a girl. I'll fucking do that. Whatever. Let's go. All right. We should wrap it up. This is a lot of fun. It's too bad that it was just a Mylar balloon all along. But, what are you going to do?
But we solved it. We solved it, though.
We solved it. We've solved every episode that we've ever done. We've solved all of them. And this is just another case. Eric, me and you have a reaction channel. It might be a little too early to announce this.
Only because YouTube is doing everything they can to... They don't want us to have this show because they know how big it'll be.
Yeah, if you want to talk about like people, governments, people in power, corporations... putting down the little man, it's because we can't get our reactions onto YouTube because they keep getting copywritten struck. Anyway, it's called First Time React. Let me just read this. It's probably not going to do anything, but if you want to subscribe to it early, just go to @firsttime-. I think it's an L. LI6IC. Just subscribe to that. We watch chick flicks.
That we've never seen, and we react to it. And if YouTube lets us, we are going to blow everybody away. It's good.
And if they don't let us, write your congressman.
It's funny you're getting copyright hits when the whole fucking thing is a copyright hit. Like, knock it off. What is a reaction video?
I think we can probably appeal, but it's too early for all of that.
It doesn't make any sense, too, because some of the movies that we've reacted to, there are reactions of those already on YouTube by other people. So,
and they use way more of it and like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, we're Jesus Christ. And YouTube is Judas.
We are.
The Romans. YouTube is the Romans.
I'm not sure the metaphor you're going for, but I like that we're Jesus. So,
well, we're being put on a cross. What's that called?
Oh, we're being martyred and crucified.
You're being...
Crucified.
Crucified.
We're being crucified by the YouTube Romans. Yes. It's a reference,
Pontius,
right?
Pontius Pilate. We'll say YouTube is Pontius Pilate. And we are.
I know, but doesn't he sound like a pirate? I always thought that guy was a pirate. I thought he hung out with Johnny Depp.
Did you think that his name was Pontius Pirate?
No, I know it's Pilate, but it reminds me of a guy. Thanks for listening, everybody. I always
pictured those pilot pens.
I understand you believe that you are the Christ and the God.
We're just trying to make fun of Julia Roberts here, man. Thanks for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Eric, do you want to plug anything outside of our reaction channel that's going to do amazing things?
I guess I'll tell you that, you know, streaming right now on Peacock is Megamind. Watch it there.
Is that a movie or a show?
It's a series that I wrote a number of episodes for.
Awesome. We'll check it out. We've seen the first two movies.
Did they get Will Ferrell to do the voice? Who's Will Ferrell?
So Will Ferrell he recommends himself. He has a voice alike that he uses for things.
Does it work? Does it sound good?
but there are some, like Tony Hale is actually in it and Adam Levine is actually in it. So there are some people that are, you know, actually.
I don't care about that. I just want to know who Will Ferrell is.
Rotten Tomatoes hates the show.
Oh, no.
So whatever. I don't care. But it's
what does the AV Club think?
Oh, I don't know. They probably didn't watch it. I probably have to tell them to watch it.
Trite and
right. I don't think Rotten Tomatoes works for children's programming. Anyways, go on.
I know that's true. Yeah.
It doesn't. What are they? Do they all have 12-year-olds?
I'm a little too old for this.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks everyone for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're gonna start recording the next one. Erica, you want to stick around for the bonus?
Sure.
All right. We're gonna continue the conversation with Erica Costa. So go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to hear the end of that. And thank you for listening. And also, just because you're paranoid, don't mean they're not after you.
Bye.